The micron gauge and the 500 micron decay test. What a micron gauge measures. How to run the 500 micron decay test to prove a system is dry and leak-free, and how to read a rising vacuum to tell moisture from a leak. From the Launch My HVAC knowledge base. What it is. A micron gauge is the only tool that tells you the truth about a vacuum. Your manifold's compound gauge bottoms out around 29 inches of mercury and stops being useful. It can't tell the difference between a barely acceptable vacuum and one deep enough to actually boil moisture out of a system. The micron gauge reads the absolute pressure in microns millionths of a meter of mercury, so it resolves the bottom end where the real work happens. You evacuate a system for two reasons: to pull out air in non-condensable that wrecks performance and to boil off moisture which makes acid and kills compressors. The micron gauge proves you actually did both. Without it, you're guessing. And guessing on a vacuum is how systems come back with acid burnouts. How it works: water boils at a temperature that drops as pressure drops. At normal atmospheric pressure it boils at 212 degrees, but pull the pressure down far enough and it boils at room temperature. That's the whole trick of evacuation. Get the system pressure low enough that any liquid water inside flashes to vapor and gets carried out by the pump. You can't do that at a shallow vacuum. The water just sits there. The micron gauge sensor, usually a thermistor or a thermocouple type, reads how much gas is left by how that gas conducts heat. Fewer molecules equals deeper vacuum equals lower micron reading. Down at 500 microns and below, you're in the range where moisture is actively boiling off. The decay test uses this physics as a diagnostic. Pull the system down, then valve off the pump and watch the gauge. If the reading stays low and stable, the system is dry and tight. Done. If it rises slowly and then levels off at some higher number, say it creeps to 1200 microns and plateaus, there's still moisture boiling. Water vapor is filling the space until it reaches its vapor pressure, then stops. Keep pulling. If it rises steadily and never stops climbing, you have a leak. Outside air is pouring in and there is no plateau. Go back to a nitrogen pressure test and find it. That difference, plateau vs unbounded climb, is the most useful read in evacuation. In the field. How to run it right. Put the gauge on the system, not the manifold or the pump. Mount the micron gauge as close to the system as possible. On a service port, suction side is common, ideally with the Schrader core removed. Reading at the pump or through the manifold reads the tool's vacuum, not the system's, and lies to you. Use big, short connections, core removal tools, large bore hoses, and a clean pump with fresh oil. Schrader cores and skinny hoses choke the flow path and turn a 20-minute job into an hour. Isolate the pump for the decay test. Close the valve between the system and the pump, a core depressing ball valve or the micron gauge's isolation, so you're watching the system hold, not the pump holding. Pull to target, then decay test. Get to 500 microns or lower, valve off, and watch for a minute or several. Read the curve, not just the number. A pass holds. A moisture plateau means keep going and maybe sweep with nitrogen. An unbounded rise means leak. Keep the gauge sensor clean. Oil and gunk on the sensor make it read falsely deep. Clean it with a proper solvent per the maker. Normal values and targets. Vacuum target. Pull to 500 microns or below. Many techs aim for 300 to 500 microns before the decay test for margin. Decay test pass. After isolating the pump, the system should hold below roughly 500 microns without a runaway climb. A common field criterion is that it doesn't rise above about 500 microns in the first minute or two, and stabilizes. Tighter installs hold for much longer. Moisture plateau signature, a rise that levels off anywhere from about 1000 to 2000 microns equals residual moisture. Keep evacuating. Leak signature, a steady, unbounded climb back toward atmosphere equals leak. Stop. Pressure test with nitrogen. Atmospheric reference. Sea level atmosphere is about 760,000 microns, 760 mmHg. 29 inches on a needle gauge is still around 25,000 microns. Nowhere near dry. That gap is why the micron gauge exists. Common faults and what they mean. Can't get below about 1,500 microns no matter how long you pull. Big moisture load, a leak, contaminated pump oil, or a choked connection core still in. Tiny hoses. Change oil, remove cores, sweep with nitrogen, recheck for leaks. Reads great at the pump but the system's still wet, gauge is on the wrong side. Move it to the system and isolate the pump. Decay climbs forever. Leak. Don't keep evacuating a leak. Find it. Decay plateaus high. Moisture. Triple evacuate pull. Break with dry nitrogen. Repeat. Gauge reads impossibly deep slash erratic. Oil fouled or dirty sensor. Clean it. Tech tips and gotchas. The micron gauge location is everything. On the pump it's a feel-good number, on the system with the pump isolated. It's the truth. This single habit separates clean installs from acid burnouts. Remove the Schrader cores. Cores can triple your evacuation time and prevent you from ever hitting target. Use a core removal tool with a built-in valve. Fresh pump oil pulls deeper, faster. Moisture-saturated oil caps your achievable vacuum. Change it often, especially after wet systems. Cold systems fight you. Moisture boils slower when everything's cold. Be patient or gently warm the area. Triple evacuation pull down. Break vacuum with dry nitrogen to absorb/carry moisture. Repeat is the cure for a stubbornly wet system. A past decay test before you release charge is non-negotiable on any quality install. It's your proof the system is dry and tight. Safety/code notes. Never use the vacuum pump to test with refrigerant in the system, and never run a system into a deep vacuum on the low side intentionally with the compressor can pull an air past seal/damage scrolls. Break vacuums with dry nitrogen only, never oxygen or shop air. Recovered refrigerant must be handled per EPA 608. Evacuate to recovery, not to atmosphere.